This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's like living in a simulation outside. Every day you wake up, there's going to be snow. It's going to be cold as hell, and you just keep powering through.
It seems like midweek for the last, I don't know, umpteen weeks, we get a dumping of snow on
Shut
top
up,
of us.
Guys. You were in Louisiana like 2 weeks ago.
It doesn't matter, we're not here anymore. Yeah. So it sucks, man.
When we came back,
snow.
We got introduced to it again.
God, I mean, like 2 weeks in a row now, we've got this. Kids are going to school till July 15th this year. They can have it.
Breaking news, there's actually no summer break.
Yeah, no summer break this year. It's all been canceled because of the weather out there. But this morning, it was okay driving in. There were some lanes on the highway and whatnot. You just got to be
careful.
There's
lanes on the highway.
Now, hopefully, there's lanes. Yeah, I don't know if all the snow covered it, but I had a pathway for a while anyway.
Yeah.
This morning. So hopefully, you guys have a pathway as well, and you get to where you're going, and you're safe, and everybody's okay today.
Did you have one of those Tommy toolboxes that?
Now, I had a couple of those guys, couple of those guys, they had truck nuts hanging off today and whatnot.
I didn't really see that, but I did have one of those guys. Big, souped-up truck, power stroke, bright-ass lights.
Right,
all right, dude. Have fun getting to work early because you're the only one.
That's right. Everything's closed today, so you're not going anywhere there,
I just
Bill.
Don't understand those people, dude.
Now, they don't understand why you're not driving that way, too.
I'm going 65, middle lane.
Yeah, I mean, it was doing the speed limit in the snow today. You're doing just fine. Yeah.
All right, Dave. Yep. Like, enjoy your drive to work.
Oh, he was getting after it. I think I had two guys in big trucks kind of floor up past me today on the highway in the snowy covered areas as well. They didn't want to wait. Can't wait. Can't wait beyond
like,
the line of traffic.
The snow's not like, this is tough because I'm not a snow expert anymore. And it's weird because like it's so light and like just fluffy that it's not dense. It's not like wet snow.
Right.
So it just blows everywhere. So, I mean, I get it. Like, it might look like a snow-packed lane, but in reality, it's just like it's there because nobody's driving on it. But, like, still, like, 85 passing people to get to work. Like, I bet your boss is going to be really happy that you got there an hour before everyone else just to sit on your ass and drink your coffee.
That's exactly right. Like, and you're getting bonus points. Do you think your boss is there at this hour? Probably not. There's no chance your boss is there
probably
at this hour.
Probably at home with the kids.
Yeah, where everybody's going to be for the next week in sub-zero temperatures. Which, by the way, I just found out this morning, and I was telling you, Messi was supposed to come to town for a game, and it's like,
not
I ain't
anymore,
going there.
He's not.
There's no chance I'm going to Kansas.
Yeah, I saw that news package last night. It had like Peter Vermees on it, and they're out there practicing. I'm like, what the hell are they practicing for soccer for? Like, well, the season starts tomorrow.
Soccer never ends. Like,
no,
honest
really
to
doesn't.
God, it just keeps going and going and going and going. You think the season ends, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait a second, they're starting spring camp before baseball does.
Yeah, there's a lot of long, like, hockey's a long season. NBA is a long season, Major League Baseball, soccer, like it's
nuts. Soccer, like never seemingly, like there's no off season for soccer.
You have like your different cups and your different like leagues. Like there's UEFA, there's English Premier, there's the like FA Cup, and then you have MLS.
Yeah, right. And then you got some other league that's going to apparently get started. But I mean, mm-hmm. like if you're going out to this game tonight or tomorrow, I guess they moved it to tomorrow now with this Inter-Miami thing. It's going to be colder than the Chiefs-Dolphins game. You're a sicko, man, yeah. if you're going to go sit out that. I just be honest with you. You're nuts. No yeah. chance I'm doing that.
Nah, I mean, you got to really, 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 really love American football or American
or Messi.
But Messi's not playing.
It's like he's letting you know right now.
Yeah.
Is there any
load
athlete,
management.
Is there any athlete, past or present, that you'd bear that sort of weather for?
Okay. Oh, if Babe Ruth showed up. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Babe Ruth's going to be there.
I don't think so. Yeah, no, gotcha. I don't think so. Not in this kind of weather. It's too cold to sit outside. Yeah. I mean, you let the dog outside for 2 seconds and it's like you're right back
please,
it's bitter cold. I mean, it's ridiculous to sit outside in this cold. I don't care who's showing up. To participate. Yeah. I mean, my God.
I remember, I think it was like, was it opening day? No. It wasn't opening day, but it was close. It was like April. And I remember Otani came to town. We just talked about this not too long ago. We talked about it before the show started. Like, mm-hmm. I was there, again, press box. I had a luxury seat, but it was, I think, like 34 degrees, like Fahrenheit, like 19 Celsius is how Alex looks at weather and the temperatures. And they call the game due to like a freezing mix
cold.
And
yeah.
too cold. And I remember after the game, they asked him, like, have you ever played baseball in, like, night? Because I think in Japan they use Celsius. And, like, a reporter asked him, like, have you ever played, you know, baseball in this degree Celsius? He's like, no.
Yeah, no. Nobody.
Yeah, like, right. Absolutely yeah. not, dude.
Like, no chance. But, see, that's different that you get a series, right, in baseball. This is like once in an opportunity to see Messi for the right. second time in a year. Yep.
And I think the last time he came, he played, like, the last 5 minutes of the game. Still scored a goal.
Yeah, like, got on the field. But you can get tickets for under, like, $25, a couple hundred left. Wow. But he's not going to be there. So if he's not going to be there. Inter Miami versus Sporting KC. Does that get you to move off the couch? I don't know that it does, you know, especially for the first game of the year in sub degree temperatures. And even if Messi's there at this point in time playing in a game like this, I don't know that that's getting me to move off the couch.
At least he's letting you know.
That's exactly right.
Like,
yeah.
Unlike mm-hmm. LeBron James, right. who let everybody know an hour before the game started. I don't think I'm going
to
play today.
You wonder why people don't like the NBA. The biggest time to capture fans and your biggest star bails an hour before the game. Like that's a Richard move right there by LeBron
big
James.
Time.
Big time Richard
big
move,
time.
Right? And so when people say, well, I don't like the NBA because of, you know, the way that the players, you know, handle themselves with the opt-outs or whatever we call those, the rest and the days where they're not going to play.
The load management.
That's the word mm-hmm. I'm looking for. I don't blame them. And to do that on an hour before the All-Star game when you're going to be struggling anyway to keep up with hockey over the weekend, like, that's just a bad look for the NBA. I don't blame anybody who complains about not liking the NBA after that move by LeBron James. And you're right. At least Messi has said, I ain't playing in this weather. LeBron no-shows the All-Star game? That is a terrible, terrible look for what is supposed to be the face of your league.
Like, you can't walk down the court and throw some lobs? You can't shoot a three? I mean, that's what the All-Star game is.
Right.
It's a layup line.
No,
it's lobs.
No, actually, the NBA All-Star game is...
It's a big bundle of suck, doesn't it?
Touché.
That's exactly what it is. But, I mean, we're not asking you to go out there and exert yourself or even break a sweat. It's for the fans, and you want to know why your league is in the tank and why nobody's watching your league and the ratings are down. Your number one star doesn't show up for an All-Star game?
No, seriously. No. He showed up. He was there. He showed up, took the team photo, couldn't even put the damn team jersey on, and, you know, dismounted himself. Was it really an hour?
It was the day of.
Okay. So here's my problem, because you cannot defend this. And, like, LeBron is, like, the cleanest, most hated athlete.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right? He's got no rap sheet whatsoever.
No.
None. Nothing wrong. Perfect guy.
Married his high school sweetheart. Has never broken the law that we know
right.
of. Has never been caught, like, with a camera on the phone
nothing.
On the street.
Literally nothing.
Donates a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, tweets dumb stuff at the wrong time.
Right.
Does selfish moves like this.
Right.
And it just, like, makes you, like, this is again why, like, I don't understand the hatred towards Patrick Mahomes. Like, Mahomes isn't, like, sending cringe text messages. He isn't, or tweets. He's not sending, like, are doing things that, like, where it's like, you know, after a Super Bowl loss, he, you know, walks away from the podium, or, you know,
he spoke for like 12 minutes or something that night and answered every damn question.
Or he's committed adultery, or he's had some sort of domestic violence. None of that has happened. But people are like, oh, you know, I'm home.
Well, it's the winning. Yeah, it's the winning. We don't like winners.
Whereas, like, LeBron, again, no, like you said, no bad rap sheet. But then it's stuff like this where you're just like, dude, like, one, that could have gone to a somebody else to get a roster bonus.
Absolutely could have. That's a $50,000 bonus or something.
It blocks that.
Yeah.
So that's annoying. Two, you've made it all about yourself.
All
because
about you.
While everyone else is in the locker room, dressed out for the game, ready to go, you show up in casual street clothes, dap everyone up to let everyone know that you're there, and then take the photo in your street clothes. And not only that, you come out in front of everybody in the intros and give all the fans a high five in your street clothes.
And then don't play in the game. And the problem is the other players in the locker room should have been pissed off about that, too. They're like, man, I'm here. I don't want to run through hoops of fire and do all this nonsense and jump over cars or what other clown show that Adam Silver's rolling out there for these guys to participate in during All-Star Weekend. And those are the guys who should be mad, quite honestly, because they're giving up their free time as well to show up to this. But they did it. They showed up and they played and they participated and they gave the fans what they want. I'm so over sports complaining about, oh, we're losing fan interest here, we're losing fan interest there. You're losing fan interest because of you. You're losing fan interest because of the way you go about business. The average American citizen watches sports, right? I'm the average American guy. The NBA didn't do anything to win me over this weekend. No. But I'll tell you what else it didn't do. LeBron James is a guy who has to go to work every day. We all go to work every day. We just can't opt out on a work day when we feel like it, or we just don't feel like today. Well, I know, but we're talking about normal people here, right? The average American person just can't opt out of a workday when they want. So we can't relate to that. Like, I can't relate to load management in the NBA. I understand why it's there. I get it. But as a working class stiff, you know, we work, what, 5 days a week? NBA players play a game two or three times per week. Fans pay a lot of money to go watch you guys play. You need to be there. This is why the NBA loses popularity and loses TV ratings.
Or let people know ahead of time.
Yeah, like, just say you're not going to be
like,
there.
Hey, I'm like, the minute you got selected, you knew you weren't playing.
Right, just opt out there and be done with it.
Playing, and then you're going to come out here and give some BS like, I got an ankle and a foot. And then I guarantee you, you'll be back Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Dunking and ooping and running and sliding and defending and all that sort of stuff. So my big problem with it is you made an individual moment out of what is known to be a league moment. Like, the way that I look at this, and this is a very weird analogy. Let's say we were doing like a super big Super Bowl playoff featured show.
Okay.
And it was going to be you and Carrington and Alex, three of the biggest faces of the station, right? And there's Mac, who just got here at 26.
Right.
Right? He'd love to rip some Super Bowl takes.
Oh, yeah.
And then the day of, you're like, you know what? I'm just not going to do it. So instead of you telling Mac, like, hey, buddy, why don't you go in and use the platform on one of the most highest listening days where people can hear your voice nationwide and locally and hear what you have to say about the Chiefs, I'm going to sit this one out because I've done this before. I'm going to stay at home with my family, and I just don't really feel like doing it on a Sunday. It's my day off. I work Monday through Friday. Mac would be like, thanks, Bob. Appreciate that. But instead, on the day of, you're like, I'm not going to be there. Then it becomes a Carrington Alex Gold show, and Mac's like, well, I would have gone in.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah,
like, that's
an hour before.
I think the same thing.
Yeah,
like, LeBron just told
relate.
The kid that get 50,000. Like the guy that won the dunk competition.
Mac McClung.
Yep. He won $300,000 for that piss poor event, and he makes $130K a year.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great payday for that dude, right? Like, that's what you took away. Like, LeBron took that away from somebody who 100%. Could have had a roster spot and all this.
I lost some stuff for LeBron.
I mean, and meanwhile, like, hockey is kicking your ass because,
kicking Canadian ass.
Kicking Canada ass. Like, the start of that Canada-USA game was the greatest start to a game I've ever seen. I've never seen 3 seconds in, we've already got people in the penalty box. Yeah. Both Kachucks are in the box, and then another guy. Like, it was...
That's what happens when you boo America.
That's exactly right. And you noticed last night, the Americans did not boo the Canadian national anthem.
Not
one boo. So congratulations to Boston fans who did not boo. I love it. Binkley was not too happy about it last night. I don't understand why they're not booing. I go, because we're classy, Jay. We're not going to sit here and boo.
My other thing is, maybe this is going to make me sound like an idiot, and then we'll go to break.
Do they do this every year?
No.
This is the first time?
This is the first time Canada and the United States have played in 9 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Keep doing it.
But if you keep doing it, does it lose its kind of luster?
Do it every 2 years. Do it the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, like every couple of years. There's nothing better in hockey than international hockey.
No.
And these guys are raised their whole lives to play for their countries.
The only time I watch hockey is the Olympics.
And so when they had the opportunity to play for their country, boy, they all jumped in and they jumped at it. And they want to be out there and they want to play. And Thursday night's going to be spectacular. USA, Canada for this championship again. I mean, game two of these two countries.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's fighting off that really don't like each other right now on the ice or off the ice. Like it's got everything. I mean, hockey took a level up. I just wish there was a way to bring that into the NHL, you know?
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.